God sent the Quran as a guide for human beings. What an individual must do is think about each of its verses. In the Quran, God invites us to consider many things. For example, He invites us to think about our own creation. Man has only to look at what he was created from. He was created from a spurting fluid. God invites us to think about the creation of the heavens and the earth. In the creation of the heavens and the earth and the alternation of night and day, there are signs for people with intelligence. Those who remember God, standing, sitting, and lying on their sides, and reflect on the creation of the heavens and the earth. Our Lord, You have not created this for nothing. Glory be to You. So safeguard us from the punishment of the fire. God invites us to think about the transitory nature of life in this world. The life of this world is nothing but a game and a diversion. The abode of the hereafter, that is truly life if they only knew. Whatever you have been given is only the enjoyment of the life of the world. What is with God is better and longer lasting for those who believe and trust in their Lord. God invites us to consider that the whole universe was created for the sake of human beings. And He has made everything in the heavens and everything on the earth subservient to you. It is all from Him. There are certainly signs in that for people who reflect. God invites us to think about the living things that He has created. You have a lesson in livestock. From the contents of their bellies, from between the dung and blood, we give you pure milk to drink, easy for drinkers to swallow. God invites us to think about the hereafter, the day of resurrection, the day of judgment. On the day that each self finds the good it did and the evil it did present there in front of it, it will wish that there were an age between it and then. God advises you to beware of Him. God is ever gentle with His servants.